T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, you can get us on the normal iTunes DA show feed, also on the Permission Granted feed. It's always available there for you. And on our website, daoncbs.com. Murat, today was an exciting day around here. Jim Rome doing his show from our studios. So usually Jim is in Los Angeles in California. Today, it was us doing the show. We always come in after Taz of the Moose. So Taz of the Moose began the day. Then we came in after Taz of the Moose in the same studios. Then after us, it's Jim Rome, and he's usually in L.A., but today he's in New York. That'll feed right into Tiki and on we'll go. So today, the full day of broadcasting here inside our studios. We know that Pete the Body Bilotti is very specific about his needs on that board, his space in that control room. They were doing a lot of testing down the line during our show, engineers in there and whatnot. How did Pete handle that?
Not well. Not well at all.
You had predicted this in the pre-show meeting.
I did, and I knew it was going to go bad. It went worse. A lot of F-bombs, a lot of this is ridiculous. Now, I will say a lot of it comes from a good part. He feels as if, because of a lot of this chaos is going on where they're trying to pre-set up Rome while we're going on, that we are getting disrespected as a show. So from that standpoint, his place is actually in that it's defense of our show, where, like, I think me and you were very relaxed about it, and he's, like, at the front lines fighting it, which is fine, but he could not handle it. He was overwhelmed. There were engineers almost every break, and Pete's trying to set up the drops and the sound check in the next segment, and he's just yelling at me, mumbling under his breath. And then, as I mentioned in when I trashed him on Trash Tuesday, I usually save all of our hours, and I couldn't save the full third hour yet. He has to do that now because we had to basically get out of the studio quick, and he's cursing at me about it. You know, you have duties here to this show. And it just, he needs to go home, relax, sleep, and do anything else but be here.
I'm all for Jim using our studios. I'm all for that show is the most popular sports
right.
radio show in America. It is the anchor of our network. Jim is a Hall of Famer. Whatever they need to do, I'm happy to help out, but that would go for any show. It's not that big a deal if we go on the road all the time with my show.
Right.
We have to ask engineers to help set up this and producers to help set up that because, you know, we're going into somebody else's studios. I'll be down in Atlanta at our 92.9 The Game studios for Sunday morning football in a couple of weeks when I go down to Athens for the Auburn-Georgia game. That's what happens. Why does Pete have to get all bent out of shape about it? It's teamwork.
Because there's something internally with Pete where it's almost like he can't function without there being stress. He needs something to complain about. Pete, my assumption is you could send Pete to the nicest resort in Tahiti, and he would be sitting there complaining about, like, the steak being too raw at the hibachi. Like, there's always got to be some kind of, like, oh, the shark's coming. Like, he can never just relax. Huh. And in the great scheme of things, like an incident like today, to take you real behind the scenes here, we usually have 3 hours before Tiki and Tierney come in where the studio is empty because Rome does a show out of California. But because the studio is empty, our show usually takes our time. You usually do some post-show work in there. I have a couple extra minutes to kind of get some stuff done behind the scenes. But any other show has to get out of there quick enough, and we used to do this all the time in other time slots for the next show to get in. So it's almost like Pete maybe takes for granted that the show following us isn't there. Like, this happens with and you don't see any other board I'm melting down and another show's about to start. Just relax. Everybody, relax. And by the way, we're fine now. It's 9 minutes after Rome has started. We're taping this, you know, immediately after the show. Jim's on the air. Pete's out in that newsroom doing nothing. And me and you are in here talking. What's the big deal? Everything is fine.
It was going to be fine.
the Rome show were pros, CBS's engineers are pros, you knew it was going to be fine.
Right.
So here's my question. We, a couple of weeks ago, gave Pete the ultimate wand wave that he was Jordan right now ascending. It was like the Blazers game where he just shrugs his shoulders and Jordan's hitting all those threes. And we called him at this point being he was playing at a higher level than any other board op in America.
He was.
Monday, well, we went to Boise, and so I don't know if that threw him off a little bit. On remote, we're doing remote shows that couldn't have been easy for him. Did a Friday remote show and a Monday remote show.
Which, before you continue, should be noted, he did an excellent job back there. It did not, there was no gaffes, there was no nothing, there was no huffing and a puff. He did a great job while we were in Boise. He really did.
But, as you guys talked about at the PGP last week, you and Bogish, I didn't know this, Pete felt like he should have been on that trip.
Oh, he's made it known.
So clearly there was an underlying frustration. And then on Monday, off the cuff, I know Pete doesn't like it when I go off the cuff, but sometimes the show dictates that. Sometimes Tom Brady has to audible. And I called for the short laugh montage. Now we have a 1 minute and 15 second laugh montage that the bosses hate. We have a 30 second laugh montage that Pete specifically made so that we can still have a laugh montage.
Well, we should be fair. We have a 1 minute, 50 second laugh montage that the bosses hate.
150. Okay. So I called for the short one. And I'm trying to buy time. Pete can't find it.
And I could give you a little play by play if you want to know what was sounding like behind the glass. Is Pete doing it? Oh, come on. He always does this to me. Where is it? Where is it? And he's yelling, like, I know where it is, but Pete's the one who always plays. I go, I'm assuming the same folder always is. Oh, he's got to give me more of a notice. He's got to give me a heads up. All right, I got it. Then he gives me the one hand. I got it. That was literally probably an exact quote, that back and forth there.
But here's the thing. It'd be one thing if I put in something into the system and he didn't know where it was labeled. That was what Pete made.
Mm-hmm.
So Pete has to label it to where he would know where it is.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine laugh montage short would be the easiest way. So I wonder, is it in his head now where we put him on this pedestal and now he's scrambling to live up to that? And so today when the engineers are in there getting ready for the Rome show, he feels the pressure to be perfect.
He definitely feels the pressure to be perfect, but I am telling you, I assume it's still labeled as laugh montage short. It's just, he so overthinks everything that, like, he was probably searching, like, giggling episode of the short variety, you know, like, just the simplest. I often think the problem with Pete is the simplest things go over his head because he overthinks it so much. I really do. And it just, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's him. And I don't think either. After that happened, we're taping this on Tuesday. On Tuesday's show, the idea of him getting his feathers ruffled in Trash Tuesday, I could tell you right now, work with Pete as long as I did, he is not happy. He was not happy. And, you know, we all kind of laughed about it and had fun. He was not laughing. He did not like the idea that he was being called out as cheating a buffet. He did not like the idea that he was called out by you as far as not eating the sandwich right away. And he, I mean, stooped to lying about eating the sandwich at the show, which never happened. Pete has been rubbed the wrong way since Boise. I think Tuesday's show only that boiled over, and you just got to find a way to get his mind right. I don't know if that means putting him on the DL for 10 days or what can happen.
You called him a liar to his face. You said he's a liar.
Well, look, he lied. I have lied. Everybody has lied. Anybody who says they've never lied in their life is a liar. Like, everybody is a liar, and you lie for different reasons, whether it's to get yourself out of trouble, whether it's to not hurt somebody's feelings. Everybody has a reason, and I'm not saying people lie all the time, but for one whitetail, somebody's lied. Pete, in that instance, got into a scenario where he knew he was had, and rather than just go, you're right, I didn't think of that, he just lied, like, for no reason, said, well, his mindset said, the sandwich is gone, how could they prove I didn't need it? So he blurts out, well, I had half the sandwich before. I know he didn't.
He said within the hour.
Within the hour. Not true, because I sat next to him watching him eat, and I watched him zip it up in his bag. And then the moment I brought up that we're on Watch DA and we could pull the tapes, he had no answer, but he knows we're not going to actually pull the tapes. So just go ahead, pull them. He lied. And if you're going to lie on our show, I've been called a liar before, and yeah, I've been had. Just admit you lied. What's the big deal? We're not going to throw you in prison. You're still our buddy. You're still on the show.
Well, the back,
there's no reason to lie.
The background is Mraz called me out for not paying him back for ordering our food, even though I offered to do it, and I just forgot. So then brought up that I ordered a breakfast sandwich for Pete the Body Bilotti. I had a breakfast burrito. I ate the burrito right away. Bilotti took the sandwich that I had bought him, that Raz had bought him, and put it into his bag. And so he didn't eat it right away. And is that a social faux pas? If somebody buys you lunch, can you keep it for later?
No, because that means you've already eaten and just say no thank you. Because you know what? Perfect. Okay, and now we're going to really do the whole Seinfeld exhibit of this. You came in on Monday morning and said, Mraz, I came from upstate. I came from my parents' house. I don't have any breakfast. I know you don't like to overeat on a Monday, but I need to have breakfast. In a normal, any day situation like that, I have no willpower. I'm going to go, okay, DA, let's have some breakfast. You may or may not offer to buy it. Great. In this scenario, I had eaten a free breakfast with Bogish upstairs at another radio station a half an hour earlier. Had I known you were coming and we were going to do breakfast, I wouldn't have done that. Yeah. So I was physically out. I couldn't get anything down. So to make this happen, you couldn't be on your own. You needed a $10 minimum to get them to deliver. So Pete just steps in and goes, oh, I'll have a sandwich then. Okay, great. He's going to get some kind of egg sandwich and do breakfast. But then he orders a lunch and says he's going to save it for later. Here's my problem with that.
Did he order a lunch? He ordered a breakfast sandwich.
No, he didn't. He ordered a grilled chicken with bacon, lettuce, tomato. As he's telling me what he wants to order, you were back in there. I know what I placed an order of.
Kidding.
And I'm not lying. So he says, yeah, I'll just save this for later.
Well, a grilled chicken with bacon, that's not a breakfast.
It's not a breakfast. And this is my other problem I didn't get to on the air. You offered to buy breakfast. I already ate breakfast. I didn't eat lunch. I could have surely done what Pete did and just said, you know what? I'll get something for later and said that to you. But I didn't because I understand common societal rules, which say you're buying breakfast, not lunch. He took it upon himself to get a lunch out of you. And also, you two never actually confirmed that you were buying him the sandwich either. It was just kind of like, yeah, he said it and I took it as personally, he's going to help you get to that $10 minimum and I'm going to get money from both of you. But then he's saying thank you. He never offered to you. Then you're covering up. There's a lot that went wrong there with Pete in this order.
Well, it is interesting that you bring that up because, yes, my intention was to buy for everybody because I was hungry and that was the only reason we were ordering anyway. So my intention was, so I don't know if I said specifically, I'll buy breakfast for everybody.
Right. A lot of times you do. You're a very generous guy.
But Pete said, thank you. Before the money thing had been done, I kind of just assumed like, yeah, I'm going to just give Mraz the money. And he said, thank you. So then it was like implied that I had paid, which I was intending to do so anyway.
But it was never actually discussed. You know, and maybe he felt weird discussing it. I just thought it was very ballsy of him to take it upon himself to assume you were paying.
But the order itself is the smoking gun here. We ordered breakfast. I came in at whatever it was, an hour before the show. I said, we need breakfast here. At 9 a.m. after the show meeting, I was like, let's order something. Let's go over the first commercial break we ordered. So we got it before 10 a.m.
Yeah, your exact quote was, hey, big guy, we need to order something here.
So we got it before 10 a.m. So if Bilotti's ordering a chicken sandwich with bacon and lettuce, there's a grilled chicken?
Grilled chicken, bacon, and lettuce. He ordered as a lunch. Now, again, you want to tell me he woke up early and the time you were eating breakfast is his lunchtime and he opened up that sandwich right there and ate it while you were eating your breakfast? Even then, I could buy it. Like, you know what? He's just not on the same clock as us, but
he's
hungry.
He's been up since 4 a.m.
But he's hungry. You're buying food now. That's fine. You offered to buy breakfast. He had already eaten his breakfast, didn't plan on eating again for another 2 hours. That is not the time to cash in on a free meal. That's just not. And had I known that that was, like, accepted, then I would have done the same because I didn't eat lunch yet. I could have wrapped up a sandwich and saved the 2 hours. The fact that Pete wouldn't think that I would do that, like, nothing clicks there. I mean, it is all sorts of wrong. You're buying breakfast. I've already eaten breakfast. Pete's already eaten breakfast. DA will help you get to the $10 order where we can. And by the way, it's not as if he said, get me a bag of chips for a buck to get you to 10. He orders like an $8 hero. Well, what are you doing, bro?
I don't know what to do with this situation right now. I mean, you could have ordered a sandwich. Bogus could have ordered a lunch sandwich. This is the great murder mystery.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you do? You're going to be like the fan at Foxborough and ban him from ordering food from you ever again? And the problem is, with Pete gets handled differently in the locker room than other guys. You can't inflict some kind of punishment because he takes it personally and it will directly affect the show because he has his hands all over it with the comedy of it. Let's be fair. Pete has a different set of rules in a locker room than anybody else does. It's a different mentality, a different attitude.
So it's like Odell Beckham versus Sterling Shepard.
Yeah. In this case, I'm Sterling Shepard. He's Odell. I you could argue he doesn't have the talent of Odell, but I mean, Pete, I'm at a loss as a producer as to what to do. I am. I mean, I got the guy sniping at me, telling me to make me work every shift. It's ridiculous. You gave the guy a little power. You gave the guy a little plug for being so great at it. And now he's just taking lunches while you're ordering breakfasts. It's a wild goose.
I ordered a breakfast. He ordered a grilled chicken bacon lettuce sandwich. Got it. Put it in his bag.
Not only put it in his bag, zip the bag up.
Zip the bag up.
And then wants to say that he ate it within the hour. You zip the bag, Pete.
And then you think he ate it after the show. And that's when lunch would officially start for Pete.
I know he ate it after the show because he did not eat the rest of the show. I would know if he ate because I would be starving watching him eat.
We ordered it before 10 a.m. He says within the hour. That means he would have eaten it by 11.
I promise you, he did not. He's a liar. He lied. And it's fine that he doesn't get offended and call him a liar because everybody lies. Just there's no reason to lie in that scenario. You've been had. Guilty, cuffs on you, that's it.
Will he ever cop to admitting that he lied?
No, he won't. No, he won't, because he knows that we won't physically pull the tapes because then, you know, I'm lazier than that anyway. So
we could have Cap pull it.
Well, if Cap could go back and pull it, I mean, I would love it. But the problem is, if you push the envelope and prove his guilt, then what? Then what? What's the punishment? What's the end game? Just to tick him off more? So, I mean, I think I got to leave it up to listeners. What should Pete's punishment be for doing this? And is it okay?
He ordered, well, I don't know who to believe. I really don't. I don't know if I should believe. Pete says he ate it within the hour. You say he didn't. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I hope you guys both enjoyed the food I bought anyway. So
you'll get your 20.
I don't even want it at this point.
You'll get your
20. It's going to be a pity 20.
No. I offered to buy breakfast. The question is, did I buy breakfast? Or did I buy lunch?
You bought brunch. Apparently.
That's Side A. Here's Side B.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All righty. Welcome into Side B of the PGP. Mraz here. How are you? How are you? I am the executive producer of the A Show and host of Side B. And I don't know what that intro was, but Andrew Bogush is with us again, really on a heater here. We're going to Andrew Bogush a lot on the Permission Granted podcast. Bogey, how are you?
So Pete said no. Billy Jacalone said no. Anthony Pierno said no. Who else said no before he got to me this week?
I got to be honest, you were choice number one this week.
Wow.
You know what? As I mentioned on Tuesday, when things got very heated in Trash Tuesday, I need a break from Pete. I just need a break. Everything, is a big production. Jim Rome, as we just discussed on Side A, was here on Tuesday. And boy, did that throw Pete for a loop because he couldn't prep at all or get anything prepared for segments. And then he's, throwing shade at me. And we have the sandwich gate, obviously, situation there. And I just needed a break from Pete.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think I shared this last week. But on top of Pete now taking control of scheduling, which means all of our time off requests now
Correct.
Go through Pete, and there's all these new formulas for him. There's new request sheets. He's got a new schedule format with different font colors and sizes and check this and check that.
This is all true, by the way, for those listening.
He's now expanded, and I should point out again that he took this scheduling thing on by himself. Like, he took it from David Marinick, who is now our current kind of executive producer, like, just did it, I guess, out of the kindness of his heart. But now he's expanded his empire.
Oh, it's an empire.
To where he's now apparently involved in, like, programming decisions. Because recently, not to get too...
What?
Well, not to get too in-depth, but there have been the morning update schedule between myself and the dessert coordinator, Brad Heller, is somewhat complicated. As our listeners know, when one of us is out, the other absorbs his shift.
It becomes a two-for-one.
Right, so sometimes you get more of Brad on our network. Sometimes you get more of me on 880 here in New York City. When those days happen, when we're doing the double shift, so to speak, our start time is a little bit different because of the increased workload when we're in the building.
Like a London kickoff in the NFL.
Something like that. So that change in start time affects Amy Lawrence's show. And there was some debate about maybe we should go back to the original start time so we're not harming Amy's show, taking away a live update from her program.
Okay.
So there was one particular morning where this was all in flux. And, like, finally, at the relative last moment, we decided what to do either 5 a.m. or 5:30 for Amy, right?
Gotcha.
Now, this never involved Pete. It was between me and Brad and people at 880.
And real bosses?
And real bosses.
Right. So, not wannabe bosses?
So I come in the morning. I'm prepared to do my double shift. I think I know when I'm starting. And I get a text from Pete at like 4:55 a.m. that goes, "Hey, did Mark talk to you about the 5 a.m.?" Meaning Mark Chernoff.
Oh.
And I go, "No, why should he?" And my mind starts racing like something has changed again while I was sleeping, and now I need to be on at 5, not 5:30. So I go, "No, why would I?" And Pete goes, "Oh, well, I hadn't heard what the solution was." And I go, "Yeah, there was an email yesterday." "Oh, I didn't check my email yet."
Or he wasn't on it.
Well, so my first thought is check your email before you start asking what's going on. That's the
right.
First thing.
Correct.
Then, as I say to him, "Well, there was an email. Check your email." Then I go, "Well, he wasn't on the email because this has nothing to do with him. Nothing. That's nothing to do with him. He shouldn't be concerned with what's happening at 5 a.m. It has nothing to do with him." So, yeah, maybe is there an exile? Is there like some kind of like family leave we can put Pete on? Just give him like a weekend away from here just to let us all breathe a little
bit. But there won't even be a weekend away from him. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't know when this started 5 minutes ago that we were going to go down this path with Pete. I thought
we
were going to talk more about his sandwich, which we'll get to in a second. But on that note, I think we have to continue to air Pete's dirty laundry and this extra workload. And I hope you guys are following along here at the DA show
He's
and understanding that
slaughter us soon.
That the body is taking on extra work, and I worried about his commitment ending. Okay, so now we get back into Pete and the Jim Rome thing yesterday. So there are occasions where DA has to tape something. Maybe it's something for Sunday Morning Football, something for our show, or even the Permission Granted podcast, where we have to tape something after the show, pre-show, anything like that.
Because they can't fit into the 9 to 12 live window.
Exactly. Okay, 9 to 12 Eastern. So Jim Rome starts at 12 Eastern. There are a lot of times, dirty little secret, where we have no choice, where maybe it could be a guest that we can't do live, that we will continue to do in the regular studio with the DA Watch DA stream going, right? And the reason we're able to do that is because Jim Rome is in California, and the studio more or less is free to do that. But with Jim Rome being in New York on Tuesday, we ran into a situation where we had to tape something. I won't reveal what we had to tape in the noon Eastern hour after the show. Okay? So, with all of that and Jim Rome being here, people are running around with their chickens with their head cut off.
Oh, my goodness.
Bosses, you know, trying to handle things. We're opening up offices that have been open for a while with Jim. And there's not a lot of free hands. I have to go do my WFAN in New York local show.
Is that new?
After the show. It's not
new. Oh, okay.
And I am unfortunately unable to help with certain said post items.
Okay.
Pete, being the associate producer of the DA show, when a time like that comes, it was supposed to be understood that he helps out and pitches in those times. A lot of times he hasn't. And I've just had to run back from meetings and handle certain things or have the in-studio producer of Jim Rome handle it because Jim's in California anyway. But that was not an option on Tuesday.
Of course.
So it comes time to get ready to tape this. I find out that the normal person we would have help us is unable to help, and we have to go to another studio. I simply tell Pete, "Hey, Pete, at 12:30 Eastern, we have to tape this. I need your help." He blows up at me that he has scheduling responsibilities, and I need to give him a couple days' notice on
days.
Things like this. Yes.
Days.
Days. A couple days' notice. Pete, things happen spur of the moment. And I look at him kind of befuddled, like, your first priority is to the two shows you work on and being an associate producer.
What you're actually getting paid to do.
And the DA show. Not scheduling.
Yeah.
Also, I see you here when I leave at 3 p.m. or 3:15 p.m. Eastern, still here. I don't know how long the scheduling takes every single day because the schedule goes out for a month. I mean, this should be 2 days worth of work.
Right.
I don't think he's handling this properly, but to get angry at me that I need him to do actual work for the show because he's doing scheduling is exactly what I was worried about, and I find it to be bull bleep.
Yeah, and I'm pretty...
Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I'm pretty anal about scheduling and, like, you know, a little bit of a heads up, but 2 days for, like, a 10-minute babysitting of an interview is pretty crazy.
Right. And
even for Pete's standards.
And I will tell you, there was a lot of the huff and the puff and the hole and the
right.
What now. He ended up doing it.
Of course he did.
Because you have to.
Right.
But there was a big huff and a puff.
Yeah.
Is what I'll say. And on that note, I want to transition to a lot of what was discussed on Side A with DA and I. Bokish, Pete ordering a lunch sandwich when DA offers to buy breakfast, which I still haven't gotten paid for.
I wasn't invited.
Puts
still.
It back in his bag, zips it up, and then when confronted about it, lies and says he ate half of it during the show, which I know didn't happen. Your thoughts? I mean, just blanketly, without Pete here, your thoughts?
Well, if you can confirm that he didn't eat it during the show, which would involve you going back and getting, like, the raw footage from the in-studio camera.
Which Bilotti won up the lie by saying, go ahead, pull the tape, because he knows I won't actually pull the tape.
Right.
But I know he didn't eat it.
I mean...
So, I mean, what is worse? First of all, is him ordering the sandwich, knowing he's not going to eat it when D.A. offered to buy breakfast. And the reason I say that is, when D.A. says that, and I go, well, I already ate breakfast with you because me and you went to an event.
Yeah.
And Bilotti doesn't step up and say, you also already eat breakfast. Instead, takes it on to order lunch. Bilotti, I didn't think of, or I didn't say to DA, well, you're ordering food. Okay, I'll get a sandwich and I'll put away for later.
Right.
Like, should that have not been the social cue for Bilotti that I already stated that I ate breakfast, but it didn't matter to Bilotti that I already ate breakfast?
Yeah, I mean,
or is worse when you're confronted about just going, ah, you're right, I didn't think of that, and just laughing it off instead of lying about it?
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, the cover-up or the crime?
Yeah, that's a tough one to separate, because I would have said the same thing as you. Like, if D.A. had come to me, I would have said, oh, no, I'm not hungry. I'm good. Thank you so much. I wouldn't have gone, let me get some meatloaf for dinner later on D.A.'s tab. So I can't. So that's unfathomable on one hand. But then to be like, no, I ate it, when he knows that you were sitting right next to him and can confirm or deny that he ate it within like the next half an hour. Because I do think he didn't have to eat it right away. I would have given him a little time to get like slightly hungry before he ate it. But to buy it because it's going to be your next meal in a couple of hours because D.A. is paying, I mean, that is shady.
And it wasn't even as if he ordered eggs and let him get cold.
Right,
he had
a sandwich.
He ordered a flat-out lunch sandwich at 9 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. You put him in front of a jury, he's guilty.
Yeah, I mean, I've got him to own the buffet thing. Because for a while he disputed that, because this is a four or 5 year thing. He finally now admits, goes, well, I just put it there, and if they don't fix it, it's on them.
No,
so he's at least half owning that. So eventually he'll own this, but for now he's going to cling to the lie.
I just don't understand. Like, I lie a lot, but I'll laugh it off, and there'll be a reason for my lie. I don't understand lying for no reason.
Yeah,
or like when you're caught in a lie,
you got to just bail.
Like, I'm the first one to laugh it off. Like, all right, you got me. I'm guilty, and maybe that's just something different internally. This guy goes down with everything.
He goes down fighting.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's our Pete.
Bottom line is this. No social etiquette out of Pete, in over his head with his new role that he put on himself.
Right.
And we just spent basically a combination
of... nothing for. Like, we got to buy him a cookie or something. He's getting nothing.
I don't get it.
We'll buy him a sandwich.
And all I know is we just spent basically 40 minutes on this podcast breaking down the body, so I hope everybody's enjoyed that.
And we do love you, Pete. Please don't kill us.
Yeah, some of us do, sometimes. All right, and you can follow Pete at, I mean, I'm sorry.
You can follow Pete at CBS. Pete,
no,
the Body.
Pete the Body. A lot of riveting takes there.
Side note, shocking to me that Pete the Body was available in 2018 on Twitter. No number at the end, no initials, like just Pete the Body.
Yeah, and shocking to me that if you ever search Pete the Body, you would find a guy without a nice body.
It's at Andrew Bogish on Twitter. B-O-G-U-S-C-H.
And at Mraz CBS. Have a great weekend, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.